Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to practice using the vowel a, as in the words cat and tax. This vowel is an extremely important vowel which does not exist in most other languages. If you want to speak English with an American accent, it's important to incorporate this sound into your speaking. The focus of this week's podcast is to review how to pronounce the vowel a with a standard American accent. We're also going to use this vowel in a special training exercise that will help you use it in conversation. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce a. A is an extremely important vowel in American English. The reason for this is that the letter A is usually pronounced a when it is on a stressed syllable, as in the words dance, accent, and language. In order to pronounce a correctly, it's important to know the rules of articulation, how to move your tongue, lips, and jaw. I recommend that you listen to podcast number 6 before using this one if you haven't already. Podcast number 6 teaches you how to pronounce a in full detail. But let's review the rules for pronouncing a right now. In order to pronounce a correctly, your tongue should be flat and forward. Your jaw drops, and your lips spread. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. Ah. Ah. Now let's practice using ah in some key words. Please listen and repeat the following words containing ah. Past. Can't. Taxes. Grammar. Understand. My private students here in New York sometimes tell me that although they're able to use an American sound such as a when they're doing an exercise or reading a text, they often use the wrong sound when they're having a conversation outside the lesson. They start to go back to their old habits. If you've had the same experience, the first thing I want to say is that being able to pronounce the sound when reading or repeating is something positive. In my experience, this is the first natural step in the process of speaking with an American accent. The more you master the sounds of English in a controlled environment, the closer you're getting to using it in your everyday speech and conversation. But there is an exercise which I created that can help you get from good pronunciation in exercises to good pronunciation in everyday conversation. I call it the password exercise. It's designed to bridge the gap between reading and repeating correctly and speaking correctly and spontaneously in a conversation. So we're going to practice the vowel a using this special training exercise. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you a clue for a word in English. All of the answers to my clues contain the vowel sound a. So for example, if I say, "This is the ocean between North America and Europe," you would say, "The Atlantic." This may seem easy at first, but it's important that before you simply answer with the right word, you think about your pronunciation as you say it. This is a big part of speaking with a standard accent. You have to pay attention not only to what you're saying, but how you say it. You have to pay attention not only to content, but to form as well. Often when I'm doing this exercise, students get a bit excited that they know the answer and they blurt it out without thinking of the form, without thinking about the pronunciation. So in the previous example, they might make the mistake of saying Atlantic or Atlantic instead of Atlantic. This defeats the purpose of the exercise. The purpose of the exercise is to use a different part of your brain than the one that you use when you're simply reading or repeating accurately. Now, you want to be thinking and pronouncing correctly at the same time. So let's begin. I'm going to give you a clue for a word. All of the answers to my clues contain the vowel sound a. Remember, don't just blurt out the answer. Pay attention to your form. Drop your jaw, spread your lips, and flatten your tongue on the a sounds. Number one, this is money you have to pay the government every year. Number two, this is a type of computer, not a PC, but a... Number three, this is a style of American music invented by African Americans in New Orleans in the 1920s. Number four, this actor is Angelina Jolie's boyfriend, last time I checked. Number five, this is a document you need in order to cross borders between countries. Number six, this is an economic system where you have the right to own property and to make a profit. Okay, here are the answers to the clues. Number one, money you have to pay the government every year. Taxes. Please listen and repeat. Taxes. Number two, a type of computer. Not a PC, but a Mac. Please listen and repeat. Mac. Number three, a style of American music invented by African Americans in New Orleans in the 1920s, jazz. Please listen and repeat. Jazz. Number four, he's Angelina Jolie's boyfriend, Brad Pitt. Please listen and repeat. Brad. Number five, the document that you need in order to cross borders between countries, passport. Please listen and repeat. Passport. And finally, number six, an economic system where you have the right to own property and to make a profit, capitalism. Please listen and repeat. Capitalism. This is the type of exercise you can try on your own with a friend or an English teacher. In addition to this exercise, I strongly recommend that you review the vowels of English on a regular basis. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all of the sounds of English in one course. And now you can buy each lesson individually or buy the full course. The choice is up to you. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.